Sandman's Radio. Hitler's in a mosh.
How's it going, guys? Welcome to this week's episode of It's Just Good Business. I'm Ryder Bailey.
I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Dad.
And today's business...
Okay, so I'm calling them crumble snacks. Okay?
All right.
And the basic idea is, you know, you have a candy bar, mm-hmm. right? And, oh, what an effort to eat. Wouldn't it be better if it came pre-crushed up and you could just gulp and go?
No.
And you just slam it down your neck.
Yeah, just slam it down your neck. So you get like you're like a crunchy, but you just crush it up like we crush it up in the factory, put it in a little packet, you tear it open, gulp down all of the crunch, swallow. Perfect. Crumble snacks. That's my pitch.
Are they cheaper?
They are, no, not that cheap. About the same.
Because
it's the same candy bar, it's just in crunched form.
No one likes it. If you get a chocolate bar and it's crumbled, you're like, oh.
It always happens to the flake.
Yeah.
Well, there's one reason I don't buy flakes. It's because they flake.
Boost is reliable. Boost is always intact.
Boost is reliable. Old Boost.
It's not about... We're not taking your candy bar that exists and crumbling mm-hmm. it.
So it's a whole new thing.
It's a whole new... So people aren't going to compare it to your previous candy bar because they're not going to be like, oh, I hate it when my flake gets crumbled. They're going to be like, it's a crumble snack. That's how they
it's
come.
It's like a bit like pre-digested food, which nobody would want.
But it's
I see it as something you can put on your ice cream.
Well, that's... I mean, it's got 101 uses. That's what we'll say in the ads. Crumble snacks, 101 uses.
List them now.
101.
Eat them. Put them in a milk. Dip a banana in them. Chuck them on your cereal.
Put them in a milk. That's it. Done. I'll give you whatever.
Crumble snacks, put them in a milk. So yeah, 101.
Yeah, yeah.
There's more uses than that, I'm sure. You could put them on ice cream, like you said. Come in a million different flavors too, mm-hmm. you know?
So they're flavors. Not like your normal, like a cherry ripe.
So it's not just chocolate?
No. You might get like the wafer bars you get. Like one of them, crushed up, put in a thing, slurp it down.
Could it be a quick way
like
to have
that.
A meal?
Yeah. What don't you like?
I don't know. I don't like the way you're like full chuckling them down your throat. Like,
because you want to savor.
Yeah, that's the thing.
No
people love to savor chocolate bar.
But like you said earlier, people are going to, when it comes out, when the first ad for Crumble Snacks is on TV, people are going to be like, isn't that just like a candy bar? Why don't I just buy a candy bar? So part of the ad campaign is that we have to be like quick. They're a quick food. And like Dad said, it's a whole meal.
So it's on the go.
It's on the go.
So like on the way to work, you got your coffee, grab a crumble bar.
Exactly. Grab a crumble snack. Healthy ones and unhealthy ones we've got.
I mean, what are your healthy ones? You just made that up on the fly.
You don't have healthy ones.
No, I can come up. You got apple and cinnamon. You got pear.
Pear.
What's the actual thing made out of? It just mushed
of pear.
Pear then crumbled?
You crumble
it
a pear.
It'd be like pear and ancient grains and, ancient, you know.
So like oatmeal type stuff.
Yeah, like oatmeal but with like dry pear flakes.
And granola and all
granola,
that.
Yeah.
Chia.
But it's all crumbled up already so that you can just... Or, like I said, 101 uses, put it on your cereal.
Yuck.
God.
That sounds really... What's yuck about that? It's basically muesli.
But you've already got cereal there. Just
putting chocolate flakes.
It's like, the end of the cereal, you get the crumbs and you hate it. It's like that. You're like, fuck
that's
the crumbs.
What
it's going to get soggy and sit
cereal
to the bottom.
Crumbs.
But these are dry.
What do you do with cereal?
You're about to have a coughing fit. We always... All these people that'll go down the wrong hole.
It's
headed for the wrong hole, Jack.
I guess with cereal, you could treat it like a top-up. So you get to the end where you're like, oh, I've just got milk and soggy cereal. Open a crumble snack. Dry cereal you've added to the mix.
It's still soggy, though. It's like, because it's crumble, it's going to sog up straight away.
Well, maybe you don't put it in... Maybe that's not one of the 101 uses. You could expand it to savory crumble snacks as well.
Really?
There's
so like
infinite possibility with the crumble snacks model.
I think beef jerky
like
would
food.
Be nice.
Beef jerky, crumbled up.
Like chewing tobacco.
I feel like that's expanding our range of products pretty wide if we include chewing tobacco.
No, no, I mean like beef jerky as if it was chewing tobacco.
Oh, right.
So you just like have this big...
chewing tobacco crumble snacks.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, beef jerky is though, yeah, chuck it in, chew it up, spit it in a spittoon.
So it's minimum chewing.
Yeah, and that's kind of part of the good of a crumble snack is that it doesn't require much effort
to eat. Does half the work for it.
Does all the work.
There you go. Right of Ailey King slogan. Crumble snacks, they do half the work for you.
Huh? Why chew?
Why chew?
When you don't have to.
Who needs that hassle? Just suck it down.
Are you sick of chewing?
Are you chewing. Elderly or infirm?
Yes,
get some crumble snacks.
Yeah, oh yeah, there's a big market.
Oh, the infirm. The yeah. Infirm will eat anything.
I like chewing.
And I like chewing.
You could call it anti-gum.
Because there's literally no chewing involved. Compete directly with the gum market.
So you just put it in your mouth, you swallow.
Pretty much.
Is there any... it's tasty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
What do you mean? No, it tastes like cardboard.
But that's not much time to taste it. Yeah.
Yeah, I would have to make it pretty intense flavor-wise. It's down so quick.
Concentrating or you'll miss it.
Oh, I kind of tasted like bananas.
I think this only works for the healthy side because nobody wants a chocolate bar they just chuck down.
No, they like the savor.
I guess
that's
nobody
the point of it. They'll need to taste it and enjoy it.
You've seen those ads. They eat them slowly.
Yeah, they take a corner bite. It takes a corner bite. You take a fat bite of the square.
Yeah, corner
exactly.
Bite.
Nobody. The only time you take a corner bite of anything sweet is if you're using a Tim Tam as a straw.
Yeah,
frankly.
Or if like you, if it's someone else's and you don't want to seem like a cunt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you're like, have a little nibble on the side. Yeah. Well, I think, but again, like I know nobody does now, but you can't assume that the product, like you know, a product can make a market.
Yes.
Well, if people think crumble snacks are great, you don't have to suck it down. That's just suggested.
But you know, you've got the angle that people have very busy lives these days. Mm. Haven't got time to have a full chocolate bar.
You've got an ad where it's like, it's Jenny on her lunch break.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, she's like, I'd love a chocolate bar, but I've got to get all these. And she's like, don't worry. Slides open a drawer. There's a bloody vanilla crumble snack.
Bang.
Sucks it down. Back to work.
I feel so much better now.
Thank God for crumble snacks.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah. So there's like, the marketing opportunities are endless.
Yeah.
Crumble snacks.
I think.
And any food is a possible crumble snack.
Potentially. I mean, like, we're not going to go steak. Wild straight away. Yeah, not like steak crumble snacks. It's nice and hot. No, but...
Microwave it for 30 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's an idea. That's the, like I said, 101 uses. Yeah. 101.
I think the best one is ice cream, though.
Ice cream?
Sprinkle it on your ice cream.
Yeah, like...
Cold
rock type of way.
Yeah. Well, that's what, you know.
That's a good idea. Mm.
Maybe you can get specific ones for your ice cream. Oh, yeah. It's mint flakes. Shh. You know what I mean? But
so can't you get that anyway?
Yeah.
Isn't that already there? Like some topping for your ice cream?
It is.
Well, yeah, obviously there's topping for ice cream already there, but... It's not solid food. It's usually like a syrup.
Solid food. That's the difference.
This is like, you know, crushed up Tim Tam.
Yeah.
Because people do that anyway.
Exactly.
But saves them the crushing up.
So
saves you the crushing up.
Yeah.
That's another
there's
slogan.
There's a little slogan.
Saves you the crushing up. Saves you the crushing up.
Yeah, well, that's in a whole different range for ice cream.
Yeah, that's true. Crumble
with
snacks.
The number four.
The number four.
Oh. Crumble snacks.
Number four.
Ice cream. There you go. Crumble snacks for ice cream. Crumble snacks for on the go. Crumble. Tell me this is not the best product you've ever heard of. Crumble snacks for your lunch break when you want a quick fix of chocolate. Coffee crumble snacks. Energy crumble
snacks. For the gym, yeah.
For the gym.
Because no one wants to eat at the gym.
Exactly. But if you pull out your crumble snack, here's another ad. You're at the gym. Or here's like a pitch. You're at the gym. You pull out a chocolate bar. Oh. Gym faux pas. Yeah, everyone's looking at you like you're the biggest king idiot of the gym.
Yeah.
Pull out your crumble snack, suck it down, 5 seconds, nobody even saw.
Why eating chocolate at the gym?
Well, whatever.
You're addicted, you're a chocoholic, something like that. But
that is a confusing ad.
So yes. There's just a little packet that you can just put in your mouth.
Easy tear technology.
And you just, but I'm worried, how much is there in each packet? Like, is it the same as, like, say, a flake, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you crumbled a flake and tried to eat the whole flake at once, you couldn't.
That's true.
So, if you got the same volume of crumbles, well,
you could buy like a cardboard pack and have little sachets.
Yeah,
the little quick. So each crumble snack is equivalent to a bite in volume of food.
Well, no, because I'm charging the same amount, so I don't want to...
As a whole chocolate bar, you're charging the same for one bite. Now, where the hell we've got you. You're shafting everyone, here.
It has to be, you know, it's got to be worth their time when they buy it. So the crumble snack has got to be worth, like, maybe the amount of volume of candy bar is maybe half what you would get of a normal candy bar. Okay. I think people could suck down half a candy bar if you crunched it up.
Could they? They wouldn't. I think it'd be too flaky and dry.
Well, it's a candy bar. Yeah. What candy bars are dry? What wet candy bars are you eating?
Because you'd have to keep it in your mouth.
Your mouth is wet. That's what wets the candy.
But it takes a little while.
How
do you eat a candy bar, Rides?
Yeah. Put it in my mouth, chew for a good 10 seconds, and then swallow.
You'll get sued by some guy who's, you know...
He swallowed
the lawyer. I had to chew. Three times.
That's a good point.
You'd never pick it. I had to chew.
It'll be a current affair.
That'll be the little quote, quote snatch.
He had to chew.
He had to chew. The strain. He'll have a big neck brace on his jaw. Jackson Bailey, CEO of Crumble Snacks, called into court. I had to chew. Well, I'll say he was using the product wrong. That's how I'll get out of that.
Yeah, you will.
You'd have your face blurred.
So you're going to say, please, no chewing on the...
If you're chewing, you're using the product wrong.
In your finest... micro print. Well, but can, also because everyone's going to have to chew because you just naturally do chew.
Well, if I'm going to claim 101 uses, and I want it to be, it's a snack you can eat how you want. You know what I mean? So I probably can't say don't chew it. People can chew if they want to.
Recommended?
No, it's not recommended. The idea is you gulp and go.
Risk.
But there's not really a risk of chewing. It's not like if you chew bad things will happen. Him. He just chewed. We didn't end
but
up.
He then thought he would, didn't have to.
Well, that's his misunderstanding of the product. Forward.
You've destroyed his vision of sitting there enjoying this. What is it called?
Crumble snack.
And
which of the many Crumble Snacks products did he eat? Which one? Because that'll.
What do you mean? I don't know. Have you, give us a couple.
Oh, was it the healthy breakfast crumble snack? Was it the ice cream crumble snack?
Why does it matter?
Well, because they consist of different things. So if he's eating the, like, just like chocolate bar one.
He was old.
Yeah, he was old.
I pictured him old, yeah, for some reason.
Yeah, he is old.
Old people, I'm marketing to the old and infirm. Okay, yeah.
So let's say it's the healthy breakfast.
Healthy breakfast is designed to be put on your, to either be put in a milk or put in your cereal. Or have real quick with a glass of milk. Did he have a glass of milk with it?
No, I suppose...
He doesn't remember.
Well, that's on him. He's meant to. And also, like, is this old man not providing enough of his own saliva to swallow it
He's
down?
Old. They don't have
He's
as much.
Old. He just... But I think that's a problem. I think that it'd be like at this dry... You know, when you eat something that's really dry, it's just all crumbled and you...
That's true. Look, that's fair. Right out of look like, what? When you eat something and it's dry and you're like...
It goes down the wrong hole and you cough. I can imagine a whole spluttering ward of old
people. Ward? This is an epidemic. Crumble snacks are that dangerous.
In the nursing home, everyone.
Who let the crumble snacks shipment in? We said no crumble snacks.
Not recommended.
Well, maybe not recommended for old people then, because they don't have enough saliva to make the gulp and go technology, you know, worth
gulp
it.
Gulp and go.
That's your little ad.
Gulp and go.
Gulp and go. Like I said, you can dip your banana in it. You can put it on your ice cream. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many uses for the crumble snack. What? Give me more problems.
No, I like it, but you've just marketed it too much.
How would you market it?
I'd say just the ice cream.
But then, yeah, like, you can already get toppings for your ice cream.
But not like this. You not can't like get this. Crushed this up nice chocolate topping. Flakes or, like, little sour, like, chewy things and stuff.
Like, it should go existing with the current chocolate bars.
Yeah.
There should be the crumble snack. Right.
So I should go into, like business with Cadbury and be like, we have the crumble snack technology and you have the product. I'll pour it. We'll market it as a thing you can put on ice cream.
So you'll come home with, like, 20 crunchies and borrow my hammer.
It is funny if that's how you imagine, like, in a shed, just smashing chocolate bars to then pour into another container. To then
driving it back, getting Ryder to give you a lift back to Cadbury.
What do you think of this, boys? I'll be quick because Ryder's out the front and doesn't want me to be in here long.
You guys will be late for gym.
So, is this? Are we good? Are we in business, Cadbury? But I don't want to, I don't want to, you know, if I market with Cadbury, I feel like they won't do the breakfast ones. I think the breakfast one is good.
Yeah, but it
for
needs...
the old guy, he's...
Well, he's one in a million. It's on him for eating it wrong.
Mm.
So, you got no other cons or pros?
Well, did they win? But we've said them all and they were pretty bad.
What?
One, so, with the breakfast one...
Yeah.
What do you do with it?
So, you wake up.
Yep.
You get dressed, okay? You don't have time for cereal, say, but you want healthy breakfast. So you grab your crumble snack, you tear, you gulp, and you leave. You go to work.
That's where I think
you again, have to market. But again, it's dry, and that's probably not enough nutrition for a person. People like to have the hearty breakfast.
Mm. Well, like what? Like eggs and bacon and that kind of thing?
Eating, yeah, exactly.
People like the sensation of eating.
But Up and Go exists, and Up and Go is like...
drink it. It's nice.
Yeah, mine's pleasant.
You enjoy it, and there's a lot of it. There's not one mouthful that's just there and then gone.
I think you haven't got enough time for people to enjoy the actual taste.
Okay, so what if I instead was like, it's just a crunched up candy bar or crunched up. Like, you don't have to gulp and go. You can just eat it on the train. How about that for a product?
It's fine.
It's fine. I'm not buying it, but someone might.
What would make you buy it? What would I have to do to make it a product you would want to invest in? Because right now I feel like when I ask for the startup income, I might not get it. So what would I have to change to make it worth your time?
I don't know. Nothing. I wouldn't buy it.
I think your market is for people who want to do things quickly.
Okay.
Are you a quick person? You're fast. Do you fancy yourself as a...
But a much coveted speedy...
People can chew market. Quick.
Speedy.
It's not like chewing's a huge effort that takes hours and hours. Like,
yeah, but can you imagine the air? It's like a racing car driver. comes into the pit stop, down with the whatever it is.
Crumble snack.
Granola, and
off he goes.
Off he goes. And so, you know, then you go, are you a speedy person?
Mm, yeah, exactly. It's all in the marketing.
It's all for the fast person, you know?
Yeah. Are you quick?
Are you quick?
Then you want a quick food. Are you a quick person? That means you want a quick food.
Yep.
Gulp and go. Crumble snacks.
100-meter sprinter comes down the straight.
They stop. Shrink. They do the one of those people. You know, what do you call the one where you jump in the sand?
Long triple jump.
Either or.
Triple jump's the hop, skip, and a jump one. And then there's long.
No, I meant just like a run and jump. Whatever that one is.
That's a long jump.
Long jump. They long jump into the sand. Somebody passes them a crumble snack. They swallow it down.
I always like watching high jump.
Yeah, high jump's good. High jump could work as well.
Like full scissors and go.
Someone does a scissor over it, has a crumble snack. Maybe I pitch them to sports people.
Right at the top.
Yeah.
Pole vaulting, jumps up, crumble snack's waiting at him on the top.
Yeah.
Jumps over, grabs it, does it, all in the same time it takes him to fall.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Plus, and like I said, like there are
fast people.
For fast people, but I also don't see what the problem is with marketing it as like a thing you can put on ice cream or a thing you can dip your food in or a thing you can use as a garnish to a cake or a smoothie.
It's fine. I just didn't really like the breakfast one.
Yeah.
Oh, so all of the other ones were fine. You just had a problem with the breakfast one.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I'm fine. I think it's good. Yeah.
So in terms of like what I would need to make it, let's talk about that.
How much money?
How much money? Well, I was thinking just like infrastructure for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to need factories. I'm going to need people to crush up candy bars. What, send it to China and get them to crush the candy bars for us?
It's cheaper.
It is cheaper.
No one builds in Australia.
That's right. I better not try.
How are you actually, are you actually using someone else's product, like say a flake or a... or about a Cadbury's products and crushing that, or are you coming with your own product?
If I crush up a Mars bar, is it still a Mars bar?
Yes.
Yes, of course it is.
Is it still owned by Mars?
Yes.
Yes. They're not saying it's a certain shape, but on the packet doesn't say what shape it is.
That's true.
But it says doesn't what say ingredients.
Shape, oblong, ingredients. Yeah. Yeah, okay. So
you can't just crush up someone else's product. You'll get sued.
Okay, then I guess I'm going to have to get my own chocolate bars and crush them up. Here's the question. Do I get the chocolate bar as a chocolate bar and crush it, or do I just make it pre-crushed?
Well, you can't.
What do you mean?
Because that's not how chocolate works. It's like melted at the start and they pour it into the molds. You need molds.
Unless you have
like a thousand tiny little like abstract shaped molds that you pour it into.
Yeah, you got to crush.
What I meant is that, like, say a Mars bar isn't just chocolate. It's like chocolate, nougat, caramel, and like biscuit.
I think you'd have to go you'd have to crush it.
Okay, so
but you could just get like slabs. It wouldn't be in the bars. You could just get a big sheet of Mars bar.
And if you're going to say you're going to have one of these little things for all these different products, you can't be making all those different products because otherwise,
Aldi does.
You've got to make the product and then... But Aldi's all over the world. Like, they're multinational. This is one guy. With a very peculiar idea. But anyway, let's move on.
Yeah.
So you can't make all these products.
Why not?
Because there's so many. All the breakfast ones, all the different
ingredients. Well, I'd only need to say you go like...
You start with one.
Well, I probably would, but I'd eventually want to outsource because I think it's an idea that can be applied to a lot of different foods. Yes. Here's a question, legality again.
I don't think you're allowed to outsource much food, to be honest.
Okay, then I'll do it. I'll do it from home, whatever. But here's a question with legalities and stuff. So with a Mars bar, so if I buy a Mars bar, crush it up, it's still owned by Mars. But what if I just get chocolate, nougat, caramel, biscuit, crush them up individually?
Well, that's fine. You're not saying it's a Mars bar.
Mars bar doesn't have
nougat.
And all
those things are...
But I just wondered, does Mars bar own the copyright on the ingredients of a Mars bar?
No, because you can buy those ingredients for something else.
But so I couldn't... Could I sell those ingredients for something?
They only have probably a patent on that particular combination in that particular
shape.
So you could just swap them around and you'd be sweet.
What?
I don't know if that's...
Instead of being like chocolate nougat caramel, I'm like it's chocolate caramel nougat.
No, that is a Mars bar. You'd have to go the opposite.
What would you call it? The satin bar.
A SRAM bar.
SRAM.
That's Mars backwards.
Yeah.
Or a satin bar. Whatever. Whatever is necessary to get this product out there. So I think for a factory, which I will need. Are we forcing me to do it at home?
No, you're not doing it. How are you going to do it at home? That's ridiculous. Need a factory, yes. Get a factory.
Okay, so for a factory and for product, all up, I think I'm going to require, a fair amount if I want to do it all at once, and I do. So I'm going to say, Brian, it looks like he has something to say that he's just keeping
I'm just waiting for you to finish.
So I think all up, I'm probably going to need, I'm going to say maybe $20,000 as a startup. And then I think the money will just roll in.
No.
That's not going to get you... What factory are you going to get for 20
How much
grand?
Do you think 20 grand is? Like,
it's not going to get you...
$2 million.
$2 million for crunchy...
No.
$2 million for... Are you telling me that you don't think you'd get returns on the crumble snacks? Do you think if we put crumble snacks out there, it wouldn't make money? Is that what you're looking me directly in the eye and telling
morally,
me?
I choose not to.
Morally?
Why do you mean morally?
Because I don't.
Does it go against your Christian values?
I don't agree with it. I think it's shit.
So you just don't agree with the idea behind the product?
Yeah, I think it's stupid. Just crumble it yourself. It's not
that's
hard.
True. What stops you just going and crumbling all these things
well,
yourself?
That's the marketing behind it. What stops you going and, I don't know, breaking your Mars bar in half? Why you got to buy the, You know, the one that's fun size comes in too. When what's stuffing you bring the mother right out? There's a marketing
because it's an equal
thing.
Size, and you can give it to your kids, and they won't be like, "Oh, Jerry's is bigger than mine."
You have the jumbo size. You give your kid the little fun size. You both had one. Kid can't complain. You've had one.
What? I didn't understand that.
I think Dad. I don't know, Dad.
Did you get it?
Well, if you've got, you can have the big size and give your kid the fun size.
No.
That's not what I was talking about at all.
She's talking, you know how you can get the normal one.
Yeah.
Then you can get the one that's in the two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm.
Exactly.
Let's say you can share. And you
break. It's the same size. You don't break it and one's bigger. Yeah.
Well,
one's
mine
small.
Is so you can eat it without all the hassle of chewing.
But you so still have to chew because it's there. Yes.
But we don't we don't tell the people that they have to chew. They just feel like they're doing it wrong when they have a crumble snack. The people don't need to know.
No.
It's about marketing. What about you? Ryder, I think, is a lost cause because I've offended his sensibilities. Dad?
I don't mind it, but I think it's going to be all dry and sticky to the back of your
What is going to be dry and sticky?
Because then you're going to... It's going to go down the wrong hole. You'll have to cough.
It's not going to... You're not going to have to cough. If you're having
Like people have done this... With Milo and stuff. Go on in.
Nobody eats Milo just... Oh, well, people do.
They do. And then what do you find? They've eaten too much and they're coughing because they...
That drinking chocolate Cadbury stuff was shocking.
That was shocking.
Remember you used to breathe that in?
Yeah. Mm.
Well, I'm not... That's not that fine. It's more like little flakes. Yeah.
So
you're not going to breathe in the bloody pear one.
Then you're going to have to chew.
Yeah. Well, look, I've admitted that chewing, unfortunately, is a part of...
After all the struggles, bring out a new ad. What? Just chew it.
Just
chew it and have a cross instead of the tick.
There you go.
Just like the Nike one.
Just chew it. That'll probably have to be like a proper address by me. Where I'll come in, I'll be like, ladies and gentlemen, the crumble snacks, we said don't chew...
Public announcement.
Unfortunately, you will have to chew.
Breaking news. Like, your show will be stopped so the news can go on.
I don't think there'll be as many fatalities as you guys seem to assume, but...
No one assumed there would be billions of deaths.
That seems
there might be
to.
A few complaints.
There'll be some complaints.
There's complaints about any food. Do I get the money, Dad? That's the question here.
Just say no.
It's a good idea.
But it's not.
No, because I think that people can do it anyway. Yeah. And, you know, anyway, no.
So it's a no from Dad?
It's a no from Dad.
No from Rides?
Yeah. It was a no from the start. said it at the start.
What if I asked for less money?
No. I'll give you like $6.
I'll give you $6. You got $12. $12 will buy you one.
It's a start.
It's a startup. It's
with
a startup
that $12, I will buy a Mars bar and I will crush that Mars bar up, package it.
Well, we want to see you next
money?
Episode. Get that Mars bar, crumble it, and then do your demonstration of your snack, please.
Try and swallow it down in one go.
Yeah, one go. You got one go to get through a Mars bar, crumble it, and see if it doesn't go down the wrong hole.
You have to do it live.
Live.
All right, next time I, for some reason, have a Mars bar while we're recording, I'll crumble it up. Something neither of you ever pointed out, but which was in the back of my mind, is that I don't know if you can crumble a Mars bar properly because of all the caramel, but that's fine.
And then you can chop it into very small pieces.
Chop it. Yeah, just chop it up.
I'd have to freeze it first, but yes, and then I'll try and suck it down. And you'll... Oh, how you will rue the fact that you did not invest in crumble snacks.
You know, well, let's say the jury's out on the investment till we see a bit of evidence.
Fine. On that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Ryder Bailey.
I've been John Bailey.
It's just good business. If you think the crumble snacks are a good idea, which they are, email us at Sanspence Radio, tweet me at Old Dogs Are Dead. And show up Dad and Rides. Whatever.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.